kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama natin ngayon sa ating programa, maker of natural skincare products, Luella Docot. Magandang araw, Luella.
Magandang umaga.
Luella, ito yung pagbabalik mo sa SBS Filipino. Dati ka nang nakausap ni Maridel at napag-usapan nyo nga ang tungkol sa iyong negosyo, itong Kiss Ready, no? Bago ang lahat, for my benefit and the benefit of our new listeners, can you tell me something about yourself first para mas makilala ka pa namin?
No worries. So, nakatira ako ngayon sa Sydney. I'm a mother of one. At gaya nga nang na-mention mo, meron akong business. We make natural skincare.
What's the story behind Kiss Ready and how did you get into the skincare business?
I was working previously for the Australian Farmers of Chia Oil. At during my time with them, may isang study nga na lumabas na magaling pala ang chia oil sa skin health. And so I decided to formulate my own range of natural skincare products containing chia seed oil. So doon tayo nagsimula. At ang kung nagtataka ka kung bakit ang pangalan ay Kiss Ready, first products which I launched were actually lip balms.
And you also have a name before Kiss Ready, itong Naturally Ready.
Yes, so ang Naturally Ready ang aking business name at ang aking mga products ay nag-expand na. So may mga products tayo for skincare na tinatawag natin under the brand Kiss Ready Skin. At may mga specially formulated products din tayo for new moms and for babies. Yan naman ang aking Kiss Ready Mama and Kiss Ready Baby products.
At mas nag-expand pa yung business after an incident, no, sa isang grocer na pinupuntahan mo. Yung kwento, let's talk about the birth of your newest product, yung sanitizer.
Ang negosyo namin kasi, nagsusupply kami ng mga personal care products sa isang chain ng local grocers dito sa Sydney. Ang pangalan ng stores nila ay KUE Food Stores. They have about 10 grocers in 10 different suburbs dito sa Sydney. So once a week, pumupunta ako. Ako ang nag-refill ng mga products natin, gaya nga ng lip balm, ang ating mga natural deodorants and face oil. So in the last few weeks, lagi akong tinatanong ng mga customers kung may hand sanitizer ba daw ako. So, nung una naman, naisip ko na wala naman akong hand sanitizer sa range ko. At dahil nga may mga shortage nga ng mga raw materials ngayon, hindi talaga pumasok sa isip ko na mag-develop ng bagong product. But a couple of weeks ago, when I was refilling the store, may isang elderly customer na lumapit sa akin and I could tell that she was really overwhelmed. Napakadami ng tao dun sa grocery. At dahil nga at that time may mga shortage ng toilet paper, ng mga pasta and rice, I could tell na talagang uneasy siya. So I offered to help her at ang sabi niya naghahanap daw siya ng hand sanitizer. So nung pumunta kami sa may aisle ng hand sanitizer, as expected, out of stock. So nakiusap ako sa store manager kung pwedeng tingnan niya sa kanyang storage. Baka may hand sanitizer nga sa storeroom. At sinabi nga niya sa akin na out of stock nga talaga ang hand sanitizer sa grocery nila. And it really left an impact. Talagang nakita ko dun sa mukha ng elderly customer na, you know, na she was disappointed. She really wanted to get hand sanitizers that day and she couldn't. So nung nandun na ako sa kotse, naisip ko na meron naman akong skills, may background tayo sa formulation, may mga suppliers naman ako na pwedeng tawagan. Na I should try to create this product because there are members of our community na talagang kailangan ng hand sanitizer. Doon nagsimula ang aking hand sanitizer story.
So that one event changed everything. I'm sure paubusan din. Kumusta naman yung demand?
Oo, talagang paubusan. So yung aking first two productions, they sold out within, I would say, mga 4 hours or within 4 or 5 hours of release. Naubos ka agad. So yung kalahati nung aking production run, kinumit ko kaagad yan sa QA Food Stores dahil ang CEO, kinausap ko siya at kunento ko nga sa kanya ang nangyari about the elderly customer. So they have committed an elderly hour and they prioritize the elderly and people with compromised immunity. So tinutulungan talaga nila na mag-shop ang mga elderly. So I have committed half the production run to him. At yung kalahati naman nasa aking online store. At yun na nga, nung nilaunch ko siya, within 4 hours yung first batch na ubos. And it's the same with the second batch as well. At nakakatuwa, napakarami nang bumibili from different parts of Australia. More surprising, we have people from, you know, from Queensland, people as far north as Cairns. I've had orders from, you know, a few customers from Western Australia and even Tasmania. At nakakatuwa dahil, you know, my customers, they email me and they reach out to me. At talagang tuwang-tuwa sila dahil ang kanilang mga communities talagang out of na ng hand sanitizers.
Mm-mm.
And so for them to be able to access it online, that is such a big relief for them.
And you also mentioned most of the people that buy from you, they give it to people who are needing it.
That is another really surprising and beautiful revelation about this hand sanitizer production. So dahil na in-anticipate ko na there would be shortage, I am encouraging my customers to purchase 2 at a time. And dahil nga naisip ko na, you know, if we limit it to 2, they would have 2 bottles to keep with them at home. If they had to go out, they would have the hand sanitizer to take with them. But what is really surprising and really revealing about the beautiful nature of, you know, our community, madami sa kanila, they buy it for other people. May mga bumibili talaga na expected ko naman na they would purchase it for their parents or sa kanilang mga kapatid. But there are customers who purchase it for other people, for the frontliners. May isa tayong customer na she bought it for her child's therapy center dahil ang kanyang anak ay nagpupunta sa therapy, so she bought some sanitizers for the clinic. Meron din akong isang customer na she purchased it for Centrelink dahil madami pumupunta sa Centrelink nila. So pinili niya yung kanilang Centrelink branch ng hand sanitizers. Ang mga tao talaga, kahit may pandemic, we are good-natured, di ba? Na talagang generous talaga ang mga tao where they can help. And where they can make someone's life better, they will try.
Like what you did. You made something out of that situation. Touching on your business, Ms. Luella, since the pandemic happened, kumusta yung production, yung logistics?
Usually kasi when you produce a new product, you go through a stage, kumbaga different processes yan. Meron tayong mga testing phase, ganyan. Meron tinitest natin yan, yung efficacy at yung stability ng product. At dahil nga dito sa hand sanitizer, because I had to turn it around really quickly, I consulted with a microbiologist. After I formulated the product, I got him to cast his eyes over my formulation and make sure that my formula is robust. Kumbaga, gusto ko talagang ma-ensure na ang aking formulation ay sumusunod sa standards na nakaset from the World Health Organization. So, itong hand sanitizer kasi, it's a functional product. Hindi lang siya, kumbaga, it's not just your normal skincare. It's a functional product as well. So, I wanted to make sure it delivers.
Tell me more about the sanitizer. Ang kakaiba or very unique about this sanitizer is that you've also included natural skincare ingredients.
Oh. So, ang alcohol kasi, kaya lang na siya effective as a disinfectant or a sanitizing agent. Dahil nga sa kanyang high evaporation rate. So ngayon, pag ang isang product ay sobrang may high evaporation rate, ang nangyayari, it has a tendency to dry out the skin.
Agree ako dyan.
Oo, di ba? But because of my background in skincare formulation, I wanted the product to cross over being just a functional product. I also wanted people using it to love it. So nag-add tayo ngayon. So we have aloe vera, we have orange blossom, and we also have Australian botanicals. Nandiyan ang ating natural antimicrobial na tea tree oil at meron din siyang peppermint. So when people are using it, they are, you know, not just sanitizing their hands, they are also getting, sa aromatherapy, na-uplift ang kanilang senses because of the addition of peppermint. At yung kanilang mga kamay ay na-hydrate from the aloe vera and the other beautiful ingredients we've added in the formulation.
And I went through your website, Ms. Luella. Sabi mo nga din sa website mo, you make everything by hand and with a lot of care and love. What fulfillment do you get out of this work?
Ang aking philosophy sa buhay ay it's always good to do things with intent and purpose. and to be really, you know, genuine about kung ano yung purpose mo sa buhay.
Mm.
So itong hand sanitizer talaga, napaka-fulfilling, even though, you know, it's really crazy at times dahil nga sa shortage ng mga ingredients at packaging, yung alcohol, napakahirap na i-source ngayon. Kahit na medyo crazy siya at hectic, natutuwa talaga ako, lalo na pag nakaka-receive ako ng emails and communication from our customers, and when I see our products, you know, being distributed in the stores, it is really fulfilling to see that I am helping in my own way. Kahit na maliit lang, I'm glad I'm helping the community, and I'm, you know, I'm glad that my products are adding value to the lives of my customers.
May website ka at Facebook page na pwedeng puntahan ng ating mga tagapakinig just in case they want to know more about Kiss Ready.
Mahahanap niyo po yan sa kissreadylips.com. or sa kissreadyskin.com. Nandun po ang ating hand sanitizers.
Thank you so much, Luella Docot. Hope that you make more products like this na makakapagpabago sa buhay ng mga tao.
Thank you also for the opportunity.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.